Okay, yeah. So let's take it from the top. Omamar. Yochel Yatmin v'yikavu b'gdoinis min anochim tamad loim lo yimotzi. Amad reisho shil choya atharoya balat haroya shil achayim shil gavoya. Rice is steer min eo bay. Rice adasins from l'cho shil choya atharoya balat haroya shil achayim. And then the same Rice says that you're not allowed to be makabal b'gdoinis min anochim. Zach to Gemara, loy kosher. It depends. If you're makabel achrayis on the chametz, that if it's nevad, you're gonna have to pay for it, then that is also. That we dashen from lo yimotzi, that it is also. But if you were not makabel achrayis, then that we dashen taka from lecha that shulcha yateroya aval ateroya shalachayim. Mechiyadam l'rovel of neimachayza biiru chamir de neichelo mi bataychu. Okay, when the ilum ignav, ilum misved, b'shusaychu koi, u'ba'isulishlumi. Since if we nignav, you're going to have to pay. Or if it'll be never, you're going to have to pay. So meila, you have a chayis. You have a chayis, kidul chayim domi, v'osu. That's kidul chayim domi. Dr. Ashi? They would quarter troops in the people's homes, and they would leave the people, and they, it's unconstitutional. And, you see a chiddush, even though the they weren't makabel achrayis, they weren't involuntarily accept the achrayis. The achrayis was thrust upon them. Nonetheless, since Lemaisa, they had an achrayis for the chametz. If the chametz would be never, they would have a hefsid. So that's enough that it's also. Kidul chayim dami. Practical Gemara. Now here we have two lashonos. First lashon runs, hanichu madama dover hagarim lemomen kimomen dami. That's good if you hold the dover hagarim lemomen is kimomen dami. Lemadama lav kimomen dami ma'ika lemema. So Rashi, the man Dama Reb Shimon Kamal, but Kama Kachim Shechayev Beacharusun Chayev. Says like this. See, let's say you have a carbon. A carbon you can have. Let's say you have a carbon. You were Makdash Behema for a carbon. So that could be in two Eifanim. It could be in an Eifin that you said Harei Alai carbon. So you were Makabal, you're going to bring a carbon, and then you designated this animal for the fulfillment of your obligation. So that animal, if it's Nevad, you're going to have to bring another one. So you have an achrayis. If you have a hefsid from the animal doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Hekdesh. It's mamon gavaya. But you have a stake in the animal. If the animal is nevad, then you're going to have a chiyuv to bring another one. So that's one oifen. Or you could have that I never said Harei Alai. I just took an animal. I said Harei Zu. So now it belongs to gavaya. If it's nevad, so tough luck to gavaya. But it's not machayev me to bring another one. So then I have no achrayis. It doesn't belong to me. Talking kachi kachim, let's say kachim is bech. Doesn't belong to me. So then there's nothing to talk about. But in the first case, we said harei alai, so that's kachim shechayev b'achayusim. So Shimon says that kachim shechayev b'achayusim, since it's a dover agarim l'mamen, it's considered to be your mamen. So let's say somebody stole the behemoth from me. Let's say I have such a behemoth. Such a carbon, and somebody stole it from me. So Rav Shimon says that the ganav is chayiv kefil to me, and chayiv dalad v'hei to me, has chayiv v'gneva to me. Because it's not just chayiv v'mazik, but mazik would make him chayiv v'keren, but he has more than chayiv v'mazik. He has chayiv v'kefil dalad v'hei. It's as if he stole my behem. It's for good of him v'seish. How could it be for good of him v'seish? There's no chayiv kefil dalad v'hei to hektish. There's a chayiv kefil dalad v'hei only to a person. But here, Rav Shimon says, there is the chiyuv kefil dalad v'hei to the person who has the carbon, to the bala carbon, because dover hagarim l'mamen is kamam adami, so the bailim, the makdish, has bailus in the carbon, meaning that it's called, then since it's a dover hagarim l'mamen, it's kamam adami. And chacham b'chayla. Most Rishonim passing like the chacham. The dover hagarim l'mamen is not the kamam. So, Zok to Gemara, if you hold Dov HaGoyim L'mamen is Kimam Adami like Reb Shimon, so then I understand how the Torah can be Mechayev you I understand how the Torah could be mechayev you for chametz shel nochri that you were kibbol of achayis. Because since it's a dover gram of the moment, since I was mekabel achayis, it becomes a dover gram of the moment. Dover gram of the moment is kemamon dami. So then it's good. I understand how it's kiddul chayim. But if you hold dover gram of the moment, it's laf kemamon dami. It's not kemamon dami. So then what does it help that I was mekabel achayis? So it's a dover gram of the moment. Dover gram of the moment is nothing. That's the ribui. Here there's a ribui, lo yimotze. So even though ba'alma dover gram l'mamon is not k'mamon, but here it says a chiddush that you're chayev nonetheless. Yeah, that's the first lashon of the Gemara. Ika da'ami. Hanichol man dama dova gram l'mama and lav k'mama dama. It's better if you all like the Rabbanim. A dover gram l'mamon is not k'mamon. So ha'inu d'itzich lo yimotze. That's why I need a pasuk of lo yimotze. In other words, the Lishna Basra, what the Lishna Kama only came around to in the Teretz, in the Lishna Basra is the point of departure. The Lishna Basra understands for dover poshut what the Lishna Kama said is what the Lishna Kama answered. That even if dover gram l'mamon is lav k'mamon dami, but here it's different because you have a pasuk. Elo l'mad dama k'mamon dami. But if you hold dover gram l'mamon is k'mamon, so lo yimotzi l'amali. So why do I need a pasuk? Dover gram l'mamon is k'mamon and kol ha'tera kula koin ter b'shimon. So if it's k'mamon and kol ha'tera kula, so why over here? So then I doesn't need a pasuk. Oh, so here over here it's also dover gram l'mamon. So it's called l'cha. It shouldn't need an extra pasuk of lo yimotzi. What does Rashi say? L'hochi itzich lo yimotze. Mishum de be'alma laf k'mamon dami. Itzich kol le'meimer de gabe chametz mi'a misa. Yeah. So anyways, what is my answer? Itzich. Chsal k'dayt, but if the coin to b'shim, why don't you know possible? Itzich. Chsal k'dayt ha'minam. Hoyol v'chi isei hodu be'enei lag b'shusei koi k'mash malon. Very cryptic. So Rashi says, "Hayol b'chiyisei hadu be'enei. Who gufei l'mari be'enei? As long as the chayfis is be'en, you just give it back. You don't have to pay for it. V'zad ayin le'nevad. The chametz was not nevad. It might be nevad at some point in the future. Right now, it's not nevad. That's not cool. That it's my moment. That still belongs to the guy. V'chi omer Reb Shimon." Liahu, when did Reb Shimon say that a dover gram l'mamon is like mine? That's where I don't have it. The case of Reb Shimon, Reuben has a carbon. Shimon stole the carbon from the Ganav, stole the carbon from him. So, the minute the Ganav steals the carbon, now Reuben has to pay the Baal. Or has to pay Hekdesh. Now his Zechiv Achayis kicks in, and now he has to produce another carbon for Hekdesh because he doesn't have the first carbon. So the Zechiv Achayis is already, the Zechiv Achayis is now kicked in. So then, Omer Reb Shimon, that Afal Gav, Afal Pi, She'ein, Kefil Lehek, Dichsuv Rehev Lehek, Dishach Achayit, became in the Zechayit Be'achayusun, since with the Gneva, he becomes Chayim in the Achayis. Re'eu karinim bei. Then that's called re'eu. That's called that it belongs to him. The garam loy lischayev moment. The ganav was gairim that he should be chayev moment. It's a diak in Rashi, but we'll come back to it a different time. Mashmin Rashi has to do with the fact that the ganav was gairim, not that the chiyuv be'etzim was nigram, that the ganav was gairim the chiyuv. It's not a deal that we can handle right now. We don't know enough about the topic, but I'm just flagging it. So that's the Gemara. So the kids say, we have here two lashonis in the Gemara. The first lashon says, the first lashon says that it's good according to Reb Shimon. But it's not good according to Rabbanan. It answers, but that's the chiddush of the pasuk. The second lashon is faket. It starts off where the first lashon ended, and it said it's good according to Rabbanan. That's why you need a pasuk. According to Reb Shimon, why do you need a pasuk? And it answers by making a distinction within Reb Shimon, within Dovah Gram Lamaman, that Dovah Gram Lamaman, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Dovah Gram Lamaman is Kemaman when it's not Be'enei. So it was already Nigram, the Chiyuv Mamon was already Nigram through the Gneva. So then it's considered to be like his garment. But here the Chametz is Be'en. The Chiyuv Acharayis is hypothetical. So that's not called Kemam Adami, that's not called that it's my Chametz. And therefore, as far as the rules of Dovah Gram Lamaman, I wouldn't be chayv. I need a pasuk lo yimatzu that I'm chayv nonetheless. So just in Cheshbon Apshat, what does the first lashon do with the kasha of the second lashon? The second lashon has a kasha. According to Reb Shimon, why do I need a pasuk? The first lashon said right away that it's good according to Reb Shimon. Why is it good according to Reb Shimon? According to Reb Shimon, why do I need a pasuk? The kasha of the second lashon asks, what does the first lashon do? What does the first lashon do with it?
Rabbi, is one possibility that it's for Taman? That lo yim, because we said lo yim
matzis. I can't come from left field. I mean, Taman. Yeah, I mean, you can ask it as a kasha in the second lashon. What's the worst kasha? Lo yim matzis lo yim. I need lo yim matzis for Taman.
Right. Yeah.
Some of the brayse that the Gemara, the second lashon means, but what about the brayse? The brayse learns it out from lo yimotze. In the brayse, it says that if it only said lecha, I would have said shalchay at teraya, but aval teraya shalachayim. Tamid loyim lo yimotze that you know that the brayse learns it out from lo yimotze. The brayse learns out a chiddush in being mekabel pikdonis men anochim. Right, yochel yatmin v'kabel pikdonis men anochim. If it would have said lecha, yochel yatmin v'kabel pikdonis men anochim. Tamid loyim lo yimotze. The second lashon, you're right. I think the second lashon is kashin not on the posuk. Why do I need lo yimotzi? The second, the brayse's kashin is on the brayse. The second lashon in the Gemara, the kashin is on the brayse. The brayse said that if it only said lecha, I would have said you could be mekabel pikdonis min anochi. That means with achrayis. Without achrayis, that's really true. You could be mekabel pikdonis min anochi. So what's this yochel yatmin mekabel pikdonis min anochi? Mekabel pikdonis min anochi with achrayis. So yochel, you can be mekabel pikdonis with achrayis. Tamid loy lo yimotzi. So it's a kash in the rice. What do you mean yochel yikabel pikdainis? It's a dovah gram l'mamon. According to Reb Shimon, dovah gram l'mamon is kimamon dami. So has it yochel yikabel pikdainis when anochi? So the chayra, that's the kash that the second lashon is asking. Kash in the rice. That's so clear. What's the Gemara's? What's the second lashon's kasha in the brayso? Maybe the brayso is not going like Reb Shimon. There's a hara here. What's the kasha? Gemara says, "Hanichal mandamer kibam adami. Hanichal mandamer. Hanichal mandamer. The davar gemlam laf kibam adami." So, and then I understand the brayso. But the man dama, dama gremlin, kimama dama, according to Reb Shimon, how do you understand the brisa? Okay, so who says Reb Shimon has to understand the brisa? Reb Shimon is a Tana. The brisa could be not like Reb Shimon. If it was a kashan the pasuk, fine, okay, I'm good, that would be fine. But it's not a kashan the brisa. It's not a kashan the pasuk. The pasuk is good. I need layimotzi. I need layimotzi for other things. I need layimotzi for Tomel. Just a kasha in the lashon and the brayse. The brayse said yochel yatmin v'kabel pikdonis menochi. What is this yochel? It's not true. It's a shtickle or. Maybe that's a terrible. The Braisa knows that there's a distinction between Isabeine. The Gemara rather knows there's a distinction to be made between Isabeine and Lesabeine. So it's making the point. The Braisa could go like Reb Shimon too. So the derech of the Gemara is to go derech kushi with teretz. Yeah, well, could have answered it's not like Reb Shimon, but the Gemara is a better answer, and more emes answer that even according to Reb Shimon is good, because Reb Shimon is only talking about Lesabeine, and here it's Hodabeine. So the Braisa could go like Reb Shimon. What about the first lesson, though? The first lesson starts off that the Braisa is better for Reb Shimon. It's good for Reb Shimon. So then I understand why the pasuk of Lo Yimotzei Aser is Dover Aser the Chametz. What do you mean? Then why do I need a pasuk? So, without thinking about the content, just means how the tzura, like the tzura also the shmeitza, the way sugyas normally work when you have such a lishna kama and a lishna basra. So what would ordinarily be the answer? Ordinarily, when you have such a lishna kama and lishna basra, and they're like the one is the opposite of the other. So we already saw that the lishna kama, the lishna basra starts off and says hanicha. It's good according to the Rabbanan. Why is it good according to the Rabbanan? They all domagoyim l'mamon, lafkim amadami. So why is it good according to them? So says the Lishna Basra, because that's what the pasuk is telling me. That's the point. That's the hanocha hapshuta of the Lishna Basra, but it's the teretz of the Lishna Kama. So what the Lishna Kama was metaretz at the end, the Lishna Basra knows at the beginning. So the normal symmetry of such a Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra is that the opposite is also true. What the Lishna Basra comes around to at the end, the Lishna Kama knew from the beginning. So the Lishna Basra doesn't understand Reb Shimon initially. How can the Braisa shtim with Reb Shimon? But then it answers. There's a teretz, because there's a difference between Isabeine and Lesabeine. So ordinarily, if this sugya would work the way normal sugyas work when you have a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra, which is countless times in Shas, the tzur that I expect is that the Lishna Kama in his initial Hanocha was like the teretz of the Lishna Basra, and vice versa. So what the Lishna Basra knew, answered at the end, that it could go even according to Reb Shimon. Why don't we do a pasuk? No, there's a difference between Isabene and Lesabene. So the Lishna Kama knew that at the beginning. That's why the Lishna Kama said it's good according to Reb Shimon. That's without thinking about anything, just the way, the standard format. The standard format of these kind of sugis, they all have the same similar formats, right? That's how they memorize Shas, because all those sugis have similar formats. So that's the format. We have such a tula shayness, that's the way it normally is set up. The problem is that here there's a problem to learn it that way. Because let's read the Gemara that way. Let's read the Lishna Kama, and let's assume that the Lishna Kama's initial point of departure is like the teretz of the Lishna Basra. So what's the Lishna Kama starting? How's the Lishna Kama starting off? Lishna Kama says, "Hanicha leman d'alma dover gaim lemamin kemamin dami." It's good if you hold like Reb Shimon, the dover gaim lemamin is kemamin dami. So then I understand the pasuk. I understand the brisa. I understand the din. Why is it good? Because dover gaim lemamin is kemamin dami. So it's good. That's why you're over. But it's not good. So why do I need a pasuk? So we want to inject what it says in the Lishna Basra. We want to inject. No, you need a pasuk because it's Lesabeine. I'm sorry, it's Isabeine. So Isabeine, it's not really a Dovar Gaim Lamamon yet. It's Isabeine. So that's why I need a pasuk. But then how do you read the next step in the Gemara? The Gemara says, that's good according to Reb Shimon. But according to Rabbanan, Dovar Gaim Lamamon is Lav Kamam Adami. So what? You just said in Reb Shimon that it's also really not Kamam Adami because it's Isabeine, but Isabeine is not called Kamam Adami. But it's a pasuk. So the same way it's a pasuk, if it's not a dover gaim l'mamon, even according to Reb Shimon, and it's just a pasuk, so if it's a pasuk according to Reb Shimon, then it's a pasuk according to the Rabbanan. By Isa Be'eni, what's the difference? Is Reb Shimon or, what's the difference if it's Reb Shimon or Rabbanan? So here, when you start to look at the, you know, you start to think about the svaras, it seems to break down. So you have to see one of two things. I have to say that this sugi is anomalous. And here, the Lishna Kama would thought that it's good according to Rav Shimon, not for the reason that the Lishna Basar gives at the end, because it's Isei Be'enei. The Lishna Kama is not mechalek between Isei Be'enei and Lesei Be'enei. The Lishna Kama holds that even if it's Isei Be'enei, it's called the Dover HaGarim L'mamon. And when the Lishna Kama says Nichli Rav Shimon, for some reason, and maybe we would have to figure it out, for some reason, I'm not bothered by the question, so why do I need a pasuk? Not bothered. The Lishna Kama is not bothered by the question, why do I need a pasuk? Anichli Rav Shimon. That's one possibility. Then it'll come out in Moed to Kazakh that there's a machlekes between the two Lishonis in the din of Issei Be'enei. The Lishna Kama holds that Issei Be'enei is called the Dover HaGarim L'mamon, and the Lishna Basra holds that Issei Be'enei is not a Dover HaGarim L'mamon. That's one possibility over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Could it be that according to the Lishna Basra, you learn out from here that Issei Be'enei is a Dover HaGarim L'mamon?
It's very hard. It's very hard to say that. It's a pasuk by chametz. You know, I mean, the Gemara never answered. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? Gemara says, let's say Lishna Basra. Lishna Basra is acquainted with Shimon. Dover HaGarim L'mamon is kimamadami. So why do I need a pasuk? So why didn't the Gemara answer? The pasuk teaches me Dover HaGarim L'mamon kimamadami. This is not a pasuk that's teaching me davar gam lemamim kimamim dami. The pasuk is telling me did it is telling me chidushim and hilchas chametz, not chidushim and davar gam lemamim. So again, the first we have to go one of two ways. The first way to go is to say that this is not a regular the tzuros of the shemaitza, the structure of the sugi over here is not the way a normal lishna kama and lishna basra are. Where the two halves, where they're just like the same thing in mirroring each other. They're like mirror images of each other. The havamin of one is a maskan of the other and vice versa. Now here it's different. Here there's taka substantive machlekas. The Lishna Kama is not machalik ni Issei Be'enei Lesei Be'enei. And Lishna Kama holds that Rav Shimon really applies to Issei Be'enei too. And therefore it's hanichli Rav Shimon because it's taka called the Dover HaGarim L'mamon. And Lishna Kama for some reason not bothered by the question, so why do we need a pasuk? For some reason, the Kama doesn't care about that. Or we could try to figure out some kind of, or we could say, no, it's not an anomalous sugya. The sugya taka looks like most of these sugyas look like. And the reason why the Kama is a nichle Rav Shimon, why do we need a pasuk? You need a pasuk because it's Issei Be'enei. And some had to cook up a svara that even though it's Issei Be'enei, and I'm not sure what the svara is going to look like, some had to cook up a svara that somehow, even though really it's Issei Be'enei, and Issei Be'enei, Rav Shimon doesn't think thinks that Dover HaGarim L'mamon when it's Issei Be'enei is not Kimamon Dami. And that's why I need a Pasuk. But still in all, the Gemara thought, the Lishna Kama held, that the Pasuk, it makes more sense that a Pasuk would work according to Rav Shimon, who at least has the idea of Dover HaGarim L'mamon. So here it's still a bridge too far. It's Issei Be'enei. So I need a Pasuk to bridge that gap. To say that by Chomas, I don't care about it, that it's Issei Be'enei. But according to the Chachamim, don't have an idea of Dover HaGarim L'mamon Kimamon at all. So then, to what does it help that I have a Pasuk? But the Pasuk doesn't make any sense. It's not Lecha at all. And the Gemara's answer is, no, but it's far to Pasuk. The Pasuk could do even more work than that. The Pasuk could make something out of nothing. Yeah, this is not a Hesber. This is just, I'm just saying in Cheshvan, what might be, if we're cooking to order, this would fill the hole in the cheshbon. If we want the sugya to be like sugis, such sugis normally are, that Lishna Kama is going the hanoch of Lishna Kama. Why is that nichle Rav Shimon? Akrol omeli, like the Gemara answers in Lishna Basra because it's Issei Be'enei. So then, what's the next step in the Gemara? So what is the Gemara asking on the Rabbanon? For some reason, the Gemara thinks that for the Rabbanon, it doesn't help that there's a pasuk. They don't have Dover HaGarim L'mamon, so it's zero. Yeah. What's the hesper for this? I don't know. But maybe that would be a desert atom. That would be desirable. Let me think about it for a second. Okay, so anyway, I'm flagging that as an issue in the sugya that's unresolved. Akapanim, the Lishna Basra says a chiluk between isi b'enei and lesi b'enei. That even though Rav Shimon holds davar gam mamam is kimam adami, but that's only when it's isi b'enei, when it's lesi b'enei. The ganav stole the carbon. Now the balak carbon has to make it good. So that's called Dovah Gram Lomom, and that's Kimom and Domi. But when it's Isi Be'enei, the Chometz is here. The Balam don't have any. Right now, the Achrayis is maybe something that the Balam worry about at night, that maybe it's going to get stolen. Meanwhile, it wasn't stolen. So that's not called the Dovah HaGarim. That's not called the Dovah HaGarim Lomom. I say Shtei Tuchar in Gemara, the way Rashi explains the Gemara. So the Ktsais, the Shin Pei Vav, Zion, asked from a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufi Bezim and Bez. The Gemara talks about carbon, talks about Irani Dachas. The din is by Irani Dachas, all of the shalol of the Irani Dachas has to be burnt. So we dash in shalol of Eloi Shalal Shamayim. That if you have in the Irani Dachas, you have carbonas, hektish, things like that, they don't get burnt. So the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, in the course of the Shakla Retire, that according to Reb Shimon, Kotshim Shechai Becharyusun, let's say in this Irani Dachas, somebody had a carbon that he was Chayav in the Echai, was Harei Alai, it's carbon Shechai Becharyusun. So according to Reb Shimon, that carbon would also have to be destroyed because it's not Shlal Shamayim. It's not only Shlal Shamayim because it belongs to the, since it's a Dovah HaGarim Lamam for the Bailim. So it's called Shlal Shalal of the Irani Dachas. It belongs to a person in the Irani Dachas because it's a Dovah HaGarim Lamam. Ask the Ksois, what do you mean? It's Isi Be'enei. Carbon's around. Carbon's alive. It wasn't Nevad. Here's the carbon. It wasn't stolen. It wasn't Nevad. It wasn't anything. We're just deciding what it is. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to Shemayim or does it belong to the Irani Dachas? And it says in the Gemara that's totally Reb Shimon. That goes into Reb Shimon. So the Ksois says, no, so it's against the Agama. By the way, you see that the Ksois assumed for the Dovah Poshut that this distinction between Shlal, between Isi Be'enei and Lesi Be'enei is not a machlekes between the two Lashonos. If that itself is a machlekes between the two Lashonos, it goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. If we're going to take the route that the first Lashon, it's cholak on the second lashon, substantively. And the first lashon holds that it's taka good according to Reb Shimon. Why do we need a pasuk for that? Somehow the first lashon wasn't bothered by. But the pasuk is coming to tell me, chomet shekibalu v'achayis, you have an isur bal yorah b'imotzi, it's good for Reb Shimon. That's like Reb Shimon, because it's a dover goyim l'mamon. So then the first lashon holds that Reb Shimon's dover goyim l'mamon is even by isi b'enei. Not like the second lashon. So then the Gemara, the Kashan, the words and heads is not so terrible. So maybe the words and heads is going like this to come. Just the Gemara, it's not in the Mishnah over there. It's in the Sugya over there, Rav Shlokas. In the Sugya over there, you see that he assumes that according to Reb Shimon, Dovah Gam Lamamin, that it's not called Shlal Shemayim. According to Reb Shimon, if you have a Kormit Shechai Bechrusa, it's not called Shlal Shemayim, it's called Shlola. Yeah, that Gemara could go like this to come. What's so terrible? The Ksais apparently understood there's no machlekes in the Shtakam and the Shtabasra. The chiluk between Isabene and Lesabene is a Dovah Muskel. That's the Chor, like the other understanding, that the first lashon is going with the distinction of isa v'enei and lesa v'enei. And that's why I need a pasuk. But somehow, it's only for according to Reb Shimon, according to Rabban, and still the first lashon is, well, what is Rabban going to do? Yeah, which, again, is shver, but Akaponim, you see Taka that the Ksois assumed for Dov Poshut that the Chilut in Isa V'enei and Lesa V'enei is Muskum in Agamar. So he asked for the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Likewise, he has a Kasha from a Tesefta. He has a Kasha from a Tesefta that Tesefta in Baba Kama says that according to Shimon, if you have a carbon, Shechayev Bechor Yusay. So I have a Behem, I'm Chayev, and it's a carbon that I said, I ray a lie, and it was Mafish, a carbon. And then the animal went and was Mazik. So the Tesefta says that if it's Kotchim Shechayev Bechor Yusay, then I'm Chayev in the Hezek, because I'm the Bailam. If it's Kotchim that I'm not Chayev in the Hezek, I said, I'm not the Bailam, then I'm not Chayev in the Hezek, because it belongs to Hektish, doesn't belong to me. So the Tesefta doesn't say the fairest is Reb Shimon, but Stam is Reb Shimon. If the Tesefta is Mechalat between Chai Bechrusun and not Chai Bechrusun, that distinction is only cogent according to Reb Shimon. So it says in the Tesefta that if you have a carbon and the carbon went and it was Mazik, so if I'm Chai in the Chai of the carbon, it's called my carbon and I'm Chai for the Hezek. But it's Isi Be'enei. It says in Agam, that Isi Be'enei, you don't have the din of Dova Gremel Mama. The Ksois remains with the Tzorchian. So in the Haggais from Rav Dimitrovsky, he brings from Gdoli Achrayim, the Baruch Tam, and Rav Chaim Eiser in Sefer, and Rav Chatzk Lavransky, B'Shem Rav Chaim. They all said the same word. That the distinction between Isi B'Enei and lesser be'enei doesn't apply to a carbon. It only applies to a pikadon. And the logic is that by a pikadon, when do I become chayiv and achrayis? I have a pikadon. You gave me to watch. You gave me your computer to watch. And I'm watching it. When does the chiv achrayis kick in? The chiv to pay for it, if it's nevan. When does that happen? When does that chiv take place? Or if it's nignav? So the emes, it's a shaling one in ksuvas. Daf lamadal and beis. Is the chiv to pay for it mishas meshicha or mishas oinus? Let's say a shoyl. I borrowed a behem. Say a simple case, a Talmudic case. I borrowed a behem. And then the behem was nenas. So I have a chiv einson, I have a chiv achrayis, I'm chayiv to pay. When does the chiv happen? Is the chiv mishas meshicha from when I first borrowed it? Or is the chiv, does the chiv first take place when it was nenas? The nafkamina, the Gemara says, is let's say the shoyl borrowed a para, then he died, the shoyl died, and then the para was nenas. Do the Yorshim have to pay? So it depends, says the Gemara. If the Chiv is Mishas Meshicha, so that means that the Bayan, while they were still alive, they were Mishayev to pay for the Pura if it won't be here when it comes time to return it. So it was a Chiv that the Shoyl was Mishayev Mechayev when he was still alive. So that Chiv now is a Chiv that the estate is Meshuvah to, and the Yorshim now have to pay out of the estate. If, on the other hand, the chiv is not mishas meshicha, the chiv is mishas ha'inus, when the ha'inus happened, the shoyl was dead. So the yoshim were mischayef, and the yoshim never undertook a chiv achrayes, so then the yoshim don't have to pay. So the maskar in the Gemara, well, it's machaykazi in the Gemara, too, the shoyness. But the halacha, the pastor says the halacha is like the tzad, that it's mishas ha'inus. Let's say as a working itself, it's a little bit complicated. In Rambam, there's a stira. What's the maskana? But the Ramban about Metzila Moshel in the end of Hamafkid and says for Dov Poshut, the halacha is like the Lishna Basra. And even the Rambam seems to hold that the halacha is that the chiyuv is mishasa. Again, there's a stira in the Rambam. is a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you do that you are Meirish the Chiyuv. So it sounds like the Rambam holds the Chiyuv is Mishas Mashicha. But for other things, the Rambam says the Chiyuv is Mishas Oinus. Let's do it as Kimeli Bedramine. There was some Chiyuv Misa that happened at the moment that the Chiyuv Oinsing was kicking in. So you'll be Potter. But when does that have to be? Does the Chiyuv Misa have to be Mishas at the Mishas Mashicha, or does the Chiyuv Misa have to be at the Shasa Oinus in order to generate a Kimeli Bedramine? The Gemara's Mavur, that's also totally in this Machaikus. And that's a steer in the Rambam. Lagabi Yerusha, the Rambam Paskins, that is Mishas Mashicha. But Lagabi Kimli Bedrabine, he says it's Mishas Oinus. So, not a sugya. But let's say, Bipshutoi, even the Rambam, that the Chir Bepoyol is Mishas Oinus. So, therefore, says Rav Chaim Leizer, so therefore, the Chiyuv Achrayus really only as long as the Parah is alive and kicking, and didn't die or get stolen, so then the Chiyuv Achrayus hasn't happened yet. If the Shoyel or the Shomer will die, the Yerushim are not going to have to pay. If later on the Parah would get stolen or the Parah would or the Chametz will get stolen, or the Parah, let's say Chametz, what about Chametz? The guy borrowed Chametz. Or he's a shomer and chametz. He was makabel achrayus. Makabel achrayus. If he gets stolen, he's going to have to pay. What happens if he dies, and then something happens to the chametz? The Yerushim don't have to pay, because the chiyuv didn't happen yet. The chiyuv to pay only happens b'shas ha'inus or b'shas ha'gneva. It doesn't happen b'shas ha'she'elo or b'shas ha'hafkado b'shas meshicha with the Gemara calls. So therefore, that's the Gemara. So therefore, says the Gemara, since the Chiyuv Achrayus is not here yet, I mean, you obligated yourself that if it will be nenis, you're going to have to pay. But the Maisa, the Chiyuv Achrayus, the Chiyuv to pay, the Chiyuv is not here yet. So that's not called Dover Gerem L'mamon. It's only Dover Gerem L'mamon if the Ganav stole the Karmen. At the moment that he stole the Karmen, the Chiyuv Achrayus kicked in. So then the Ganav is like a Chayiv Kefil to the Bala Karban, because at the moment that he stole it, the Chiyuv Achrayus was activated, and therefore it became the Karban of the it now became the Karban of the Bala Karban, because it's Chiyuv Achrayus. Now he has to pay for it. He has to make good its loss, so the Chiyuv Achrayus now kicked in. What happens with Vasachas? The Ganav steals it. At that moment of stealing it, that's the Shas Agneva. That triggers the Chiyuv Achrayus. That makes it a Dover Gaim L'Momen, and the Ganav has to pay Kefil to the Bala Karban. That's Pshat. Well, I'm talking about a carbon. I want to make a distinction that carbon is not true. So maybe carbon was a bit wrong example to use. But if it would have been something not a carbon, some other chiyuv achrayus. By a carbon, it's different. That's where. By a carbon, it's different. By a carbon, when does the chiyuv achrayus and a carbon start? The minute I said harei alai. By a carbon, it goes backwards. By a pikadon, I borrow the pikadon. Then when it's nenas or it's nignav, then my Chiyuv Achrayus kicks in and I have to pay for it. By the way, a lot of you showing right that there's an afkamina, there's another afkamina besides Kimeli Bedrabine, and if the guy died, there's an afkamina also. What if the thing changed in value? I borrowed a cow and the cow is worth 1 zuz. And then prices went up, now the cow is worth 4 zuz. And then the cow was nenas. So I have to pay 4 zuz. Because the Chiyuv is B'shas Ha'in, it's not B'shas Ha'meshicha. By a korban, it's different. By a korban, the chiyuv achrayus was the minute I said harei alai. The achrayus was there before the korban even existed. I said harei alai, then I took an animal and I was makdish it. So the animal is I'm holding on to the animal is to be mekayim the achrayus. The achrayus was here first. There's already a chiyuv achrayus. The achrayus pre-existed. The achrayus was a pre-existing condition. Then the korban existed. Then the korban came around. The korban now is. As long as it's around, it'll satisfy the Chiyuv Achrayus. And if the karmen disappears, the Chiyuv Achrayus is going to have to be mechayev me to bring a different karmen. That's a Chiyuv Achrayus. There, it doesn't matter if it's Isi B'enei, Lesi B'enei. Even if it's Isi B'enei, the Achrayus is here. I'm holding the karmen to be mechayev the Achrayus. Still, the distinction that the Gemara is making is not relevant. The Gemara's distinction is a distinction by chometz, by a pikodon. By a karmen, there's no difference between Isi B'enei and Lesi B'enei. That's Dover Gerem L'Momen regardless. Therefore, says Rav Chaim Brisker and Rav Chaim Leizer and the Baruch Tam, they all said, "Meilus Gudok." So he says, "Kashus." because the choices kashas are from cases of a carbon. The Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about a carbon shechayim becher yisrael. The Tosefta is talking about a carbon shechayim becher yisrael. By a carbon, it makes no difference whether it's isabene or lesabene. The Gemara is mechalak from isabene bene. Et lesabene is not talking about a carbon. It's talking about a stamma pikotin. There, the stakeh chilek is isabene and lesabene. The vort is gevaldik. The problem is that Rashi doesn't say that way.
I mean, but what's the svara? Meaning, we're just saying there's a chilek, but why? Why should carbon end it? Why is carbon different?
Carbon is different because the carbon, it's not that there was that the carbon, it starts with harei alai. I was mischayev to bring a carbon. Then I took a behemoth to satisfy the chiyav achrayis. The chiyav achrayis is not because the chiyav achrayis doesn't happen because the behemoth was lost. The chiyav achrayis is because I said harei alai. By a shomer, the chiyav to pay is because the behemoth was lost. There's a behemoth that I obligated myself that if it'll become lost or net or nigna, depending on what kind of shomer I am, shomer shoyl, but whatever degree of achrayis I was mekabel, what I obligated myself is that if the behemoth will be lost, that will be mechayev me. That'll trigger that I have to pay for it. By a carbon, it's not that the behemoth is being lost triggers that I have a chiyav to pay. I started off the chiyav to bring a carbon. I said I like carbon. And then I took an animal and I said, this animal is for the satisfaction of my chiyav achrayis. So there, the chiyav achrayis is here from the very beginning. So that's what makes no difference if that's called the davar goyim lamana. But in Rashi's statement, Rashi says not the way. Rashi says, "Kiisei hodor." Before Rashi, the distinction between isibene and lesibene was said in regard to a carbon. So then it's takas shelik says kashas. What do you do with the Gemara Sanhedrin? What do you do with the Tosefta? Maybe the Tosefta, maybe Rashi didn't have. But what do you do with the Gemara Sanhedrin? There in the Horus, he brings other kashas also, not only from the Gemara Sanhedrin. One last thing I want to share with you. Again, right now, these are little bits and pieces. I don't know if we're going to cohere into anything larger or maybe we'll just have bits and pieces. It's hard to know. It's going to, you know. But another nekud over here. Bottom line, it says in this Gemara that even according to the Chachamim, that Dov Agarim L'mamad is Lav K'mamad Dami. But here this is Esa Kosov. Right? That's, the Lushna Kama comes around to that at the end, and the Lushna Basra knows that from the beginning. Man Dama, Dov Agarim L'mamad, Lav K'mamad Dami. Here it's exactly a kosov. What is the kosov saying? Is exactly a kosov saying that even though b'chol tayr kula dov agrem l'mamin is not k'mam adami, but here by chometz dov agrem l'mamin is k'mam adami. Where here by chometz dover gram l'mamin is enough. That's maybe a better way to say it. And kol ha'tayr kula dover gram l'mamin is not enough to be called mamin. But by chometz dover ha'gram l'mamin is enough to be mechayiv and b'ayor b'ayimatzeh. That's one way to say it. Or is the pshat that le'olam dover ha'gram l'mamin is nothing. It's nothing. It's the fact that I'm going to be nifsad if the chometz will be lost, that's not what makes me a Bailam. That's not what makes me Chayim Bayor Baimotse. But rather, the Achrayis itself. The Achrayis itself that I have in the carbon is the Achrayis itself, rather, that I have in the Chometz is enough to be Mechayim in Bayor Baimotse. That's what it says in Bayor Baimotse. It says in Loyimotse that Chometz, in which you have an Achrayis, Yoyba Bayor Baimotse. Not because if the chometz disappears, I'm gonna be out money, and the fact that I'm gonna be out money, I'm gonna have a hefsid. So dover hagoyim l'mamon gives me mominess in the chometz, but rather because the chometz, but rather because the achrayis itself, I'm a bal achrayis on this chometz. that's enough to be called lo yimotze. I have a shaychus to the chametz. I have a shaychus to the chametz of achrayus. So I'm not a violent. I'm not a violent. It's not a momentous. But I have something with this. I have something going with this chametz. I have an achrayus in this chametz. The achrayus in the chametz is enough to be mechayev me lo yimotze. Could be there's an afgamina. Rabbi Simcha says this. Could be there's an afgamina. There's an interesting machlekes rishonim. Here we're talking about a pikodin. What about a ganav? Somebody stole chametz. Is he everybody on my matzah? He stole chametz, let's say, from a guy. Simple case. He stole chametz from a guy. Now he has the chametz. Is he everybody on my matzah? So Tosis and Choftes says beferish, tap Tosis, that yeah, you're everybody on my matzah because you're chayv and achayis. She says the very top of Choftes Amaral. Bim Gozlan Chomet, Bim Gozlan Minochi Arei Chayev Becher Yusoy. Vlei Gor Michomet Shechayev Becher Yusoy. Vlei Gor Michomet Shechayev Becher Yusoy. Dehavi Kishaloi. They state in Tosis. And Choftes. And the Ramban also says this somewhere. I think I don't remember where. L'choy, that's the pastus. A Ganev is Chayev and Achayis. I mean, a Ganev is Chayev and Oysin. He's Chayev and Achayis like a Shoyal. Where it says it's in head and if I am based that a ganav is chayiv and oinsin midi to have a shayim. So, en chachay is golem izeh. Chayiv is dover poshet. But Rav Meir Simcha found the shita mekubetzes I think it's in Bamatzit Sadek Vav. The Mar Mekaymus I'll have to give you more precisely later. But he found the Shita who says that a Ganev is not everybody Yobai Matze. So it's a Mashna, it's a Pella. Why isn't everybody Matze? Chayre in Chachay is Gdoyle Mizu. So Meir Simcha says a deep word. He says that a Ganev has to pay for the Gneva. That's 100% true. But it's different than the Chiyuv Achrayis of a Shoyal. The Chiyuv Achrayis of a Shoyal, we just talked about the Gemara in Ksuvah Lamed Aleph, is the Chiyuv Achrayis of a Shoyal, at least according to most Rishonim, is Mishas Ha'Oinus. It's a Chiyuv Achrayis to watch the Chayfetz. And if the Chayfetz is Nenas, or Nignav, depending on your degree of Achrayis, then you have to pay for it. So your achrayis is to watch the chayfetz. What's mechayev you is that you allowed the chayfetz to get lost. You allowed the chayfetz to be nenas and so on. Well, let's say. By a ganav, the mechayev of the ganav is not that the gneva got lost. The mechayev of the ganav is from the gneva itself. The gneva itself is mechayev the ganav to be meshiv the gneva, to be meshiv the gzela. If it's around, he can be mechayim it with giving the chayvitz back. If it's not around, he has to give it back in the form of money. The mechayim is not that it is not the chiyuv to pay for the gneva doesn't come from a chiyuv shmira on the gneva, from a chiyuv of responsibility for the gneva. The ma'ase gneva is mechayim hashava. Oyehem oydemeim. The moshul, the nafkamina is the Ramban speaks out in the end of Hamafkid that there's a big difference between a ganav and a shoyl lagabe how much you have to pay. Let's say you stole a chayfetz and it was worth it was worth one zuz, and then when it broke it was worth four zuz. So it's a beferish gemara and merubah. You pay one zuz. If you broke it be a dime, it's a different story. You didn't break it be a dime. It broke by itself. It was nenas. So you only pay one zuz because the mechayev is the gneva, and the gneva when you the thing that you stole was only worth one zuz. But by a shoyel, if he borrowed something that was worth one zuz, and then it was worth four zuz, and it was nenas, says the Ramban, based on that Gemara in Lamadala, that the mechayev is the shas oinz, and also based on his understanding of the Gemara there in Hamafkin, that says the Ramban, there you pay, not only the Ramban, a lot of Rishonim say this, there you have to pay four zuz. By a shoyel, you pay four zuz. When I borrowed it, was only with one zuz. But the mechayev is that I had to watch it, and not let it get broken. And when it got broken, the oinz is mechayev me. Even though I wasn't negligent in the Oinus, you have to understand how that works exactly. But when it's Nenas, that's when I become Chayiv. And then it was with Forzus. So there you see this distinction. The guy stole something with Onesus. Now it's with Forzus. It's Nevan. The guy pays Onesus. I when it was Nevan, it was with Forzus. But his Chayiv is not to make good the fact that it was Nevan. His Chayiv is to make good the fact that he stole it. So the Gneva HaRishayna was Mechayiv him to pay. And the Gneva HaRishayna was Mechayiv him to pay Onesus, not four. A shoyl, it's a chiv, a chray, is to watch the chayfetz. So if the chayfetz is nevad, the avedis a chayfetz is then mechayim, because mishas ha'oynis, it becomes chayim. So also nafkamina l'chayra, I don't know if the Raman speaks this out, nafkamina if he died. Somebody stole something and he died, the yoshim have to pay. Even if the chayfetz is not banned, the yoshim have to pay. Because the chiv to pay for it was mishas ha'gneva. By a shayla, we saw that that's not so. Because that's not so. If he died before the oinus, then the yoshim don't have to pay, because the yoshim didn't obligate themselves, and the yoshim don't have the chiyav achrayis. B'shasa oinus, the guy was already dead. When the chiyav happened, the guy was already dead. Says Rmei Simcha, that's the pshat in this shittim kubesis. By a shomer, when you're watching the chometz, so your chiyav, if the chometz is nevad, your chiyav comes from your achrayas to watch the chometz. The achrayas to watch the chometz is mechayev you that if the chometz is something happens to the chometz, you have to pay. The achrayas gives me something. The achrayas is mechayev me that I have to watch the chometz. I have a chiv to watch the chometz because I have an achrayas for the chometz. I have a chiv shmir on the chometz that has a penalty that if it'll be nenas, I have to pay. Then the oinus will be mechayiv me to pay. So that's mechayiv me lo yimotze. By a ganav, I don't have to watch the gneva. I mean, it will be good for me to watch the gneva because if it's going to be negative, if it'll get lost, I'm going to have to pay. But I'm going to have to pay not because I failed to watch the gneva. I have to pay because the gneva rishayna was mechayiv me. It's how much do I have to pay? What the Gneva Rishonu is worth, not what the Chayfetz is worth now. So that doesn't trigger by your by Motzah. It's an interesting svar. Sounds good. So why is Tosfos Chelek? So it could be it's totally the Schakira. If the Pshat, what is the Pasuk saying? If the Dovah Gan Moment is Lavka Moment, Domi Kolater Kulu. So what's the Pasuk saying? So it could be Tosfos Chelek. The Pasuk is saying, Dover Gurm Lumoman be Alma is not Kim Moman. But by Chomet, Dover Hagurm Lumoman is Mechayev. So even by a Gneva, it's a Dover Hagurm Lumoman. Dover Hagurm Lumoman means if it'll be Nifsed, I'll have a Hefsed. Chomet is also called the Dover Hagurm Lumoman. I steal something, it's also called Dover Hagurm Lumoman. At the end of the day, it's Gurm Lumoman. If the Gneva gets destroyed, it's Gurm that I'm going to have a Hefsed. That's called a Dover Hagurm Lumoman. So in the world of Dover Hagurm Lumoman, and I think it's I believe it's beferish in the Gemara that a ganav has a din of dover, according to Rav Shimon LeMoshel. Dover gerem l'mamon is by a ganav too. A ganav, somebody stole something. It's beferish in the Gemara. If somebody stole something and then somebody stole it from him, so that goes into dover gerem l'mamon. Because it is a dover gerem l'mamon. The hefsid, the loss of the gneva, is gerem a hefsid moment to the ganav. So in dinik dover gerem l'mamon, that's called dover gerem l'mamon. So that's what Tosfos and Chavtes holds. That a ganav is like the pasuk says that even though in kolot erikul dover gerem l'mamon is lav kamam adami, but for bal yorah b'imotzi dover gerem l'mamon is enough to be mechayev. It's enough bialis to be mechayev. So a ganav is also dover gerem l'mamon. Vashenk in the shittim mekubetzes holds that the pasuk dover gerem l'mamon is lav kamam adami. So what's the pasuk saying? The pasuk is saying the achrayis itself that I have in the chometz gives me a shaychus to the chometz, but that's only when my achrayis is an achrayis of being shomer the chometz. I have to be shomer the chometz. I have an achrayis to be shomer the chometz. And if I'm not shomer the chometz, or if in the course of my shmir the chometz is nevar, so then I have to pay. So that's takam mechayim by Rabbi Motzi. But by ganav, I don't have to watch the chometz. If I stole the chometz, I don't have to watch it. If I don't watch it, I might have a hefsed, so it's a taiva for me to watch it. But I don't have a chiv achrayis on the chometz. If the chometz is nevar, I have to pay because the gneva is shomer, not because I wasn't, not because I had a chiv shmir on the chometz. So by a ganav, so that's the shita. Therefore, by a ganav, there's no bayo by matzah. Okay, still stuff here to think about. Everybody, shall have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you.